Thursday morning, Dr. Lori Wilson, the superintendent of the West Plains R7 School District, was a guest on the Redbone Show. The interview began with Mike asking her how the students and staff reacted to school being dismissed early this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, I can say that I truly believe I work with the best staff in the state. They have responded so positively. And, you know, the first thing in their minds, the teachers, anyone here that works at school, is what are we going to do to get our students through this? How do we keep the relationships going with our students? You know, we tried to call them every week, working on some learning plans for the students. You know, the goal for everyone is, first of all, making sure that they are well at home from a mental and social aspect. But then how do we extend learning in this time frame, and knowing that everyone has different issues at home that they have to deal with? So that was probably a long answer, but our teachers responded great, you know, and our students. They've been really, really good about turning in their information, and they look forward to talking to their teachers. And we cannot wait to see them in the fall, and even those that are coming to summer school, we cannot wait to see them.
My granddaughter is a student. She'll be in the fifth grade this coming year at West Plains School, and she looked forward to seeing that bus go by every day, even though they didn't get the free meals. But she looked forward to seeing the bus go by every day.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what we've been told. You know, our teachers are riding the bus, and that is a great way for them to keep in contact with the students. And we have so many appreciative students and parents that is the highlight of their day.
All right. So, this was something that nobody in their wildest dreams could have thought of happening, I don't think. So there really was no preparation. So you got to give kudos to the teachers, administration, and staffs for kind of pulling all this together, I mean, just at the drop of a hat.
Absolutely. You know, in our area, we struggle with internet access, and our high school was not 100% one-to-one. So we, in order to maintain equity with our students to the best of our ability, we went with paper learning packets, and the teachers worked hard. You know, and we tried various methods of getting those to the students and the parents, and finally had to settle on one. And the parents have been so supportive and understanding that what we say on Friday may absolutely change on Monday.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing. This whole thing has kind of morphed and evolved into what it has become now. So let's fast forward a little bit. I know that y'all have set dates for graduation and proms and those kind of things for West Plains students. When are those?
June 6th is graduation,
right.
And Dr. Randolph is putting out the information today to all of the seniors. We would have loved to have had prom on June 5th, but we are moving it back to July 26th. And then, as with everything, especially with prom, it just depends on what our social distancing guidelines are at that time frame. So we will try to do what we can, but also know that we are, as everyone is, abiding by national, state, and local ordinances.
All right, so and those seniors, man, you feel bad for all the kids not getting to go to school, but those seniors especially. I mean, it was their time, and it was just kind of taken away from them.
I agree. You know, and when we look back, almost everyone has fond memories of their graduation and all that, you know, that last semester of school. And I do. I truly feel so sorry for them. But, you know, on the other side, this will be something that hopefully will never happen to anyone else in our nation, or this will not happen again. And they will have a wonderful story to tell their grandchildren.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about this thing. And my mom always taught me, and still does to this day, always look for the silver lining, and maybe that's it as far as the seniors are concerned. Nobody else has ever gone through what they've had to go through their senior year, so that's pretty cool. All right, summer school. I know a lot of folks are wondering, is there going to be summer school this year?
Well, what we're planning, we are switching it up just a little bit. And so what we're planning is in June, we're going to pilot a virtual summer school. Unfortunately, like I said, we were not able to go digital, but on the fear of something happening this fall, we're planning on learning and being able to do more online classes. So we're using June as the month to really social distance and plan online or virtual classes. And then, as if the ordinances or the guidelines are loosened a bit, then we're looking to have some type of seated summer school in July, in all honesty. Just as I said earlier, it may change tomorrow, but what we're looking at is either a full seated or a modified, where we have some seated and some virtual. We're still in the planning phases on that one.
Okay, very good. So kind of stay tuned for more information, huh?
Yeah, so we would love everyone to register. You can register by May 22nd and go to our website for the virtual classroom and help us with piloting this so that we can learn the best way to educate our students if this were to come to fruition again.
Very cool. Now, we're talking with Dr. Lori Wilson, superintendent of the West Plains Schools. What is your feeling or what plans are being made now for late August when school is set to resume?
You know, right now, our plans are to be in school as normal. That's the plan. But I will be very honest with you, we are making contingency plans too. We are working on a plan that if COVID should reoccur in the fall and we have to close down school again for some reason, how are we going to educate our students? We are talking about if for some reason a mandate came that you had to social distance, and the only way to really, really do that is to have a certain percentage of our schools on one day and another percentage on the next day, and then virtual learning a day or two. You know, we're looking at four different plans, a minimum of four different plans for next year, just so that we can be prepared. Because, as you know, no one was prepared in March.
Absolutely no one was prepared. And I asked Ms. Tanya Woods at Thayer the same question, and she said they actually have their teachers working on about 10-week study plans, just to be prepared in case something should happen again. That way they would already be there and ready to go.
Absolutely. We meet as an admin team on the 27th, and those are topics that we're going to discuss on how to best prepare our students for that. So, it's a new world. It's going to change education a little bit for a while, but we're going to try to be as ready for it and prepared as we can.
Dr. Lori Wilson of the West Plains Schools, we thank you very much for taking a little bit of time. And I know things are busy, crazy, and one of the things that Tanya told me earlier this week was, even though there hadn't been school, it seemed like she'd been busier than ever. And I know that you probably have too.
That is so true. So true.
Dr. Wilson, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.